The state enters a new agreement for immigration enforcement. Oklahoma City settles a lawsuit from a 2021 police encounter, and a resort with the region's largest water park opens in Oklahoma City. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Friday, February 21st. I'm Deborah Schar. Oklahoma is formalizing its cooperation with the Trump administration to enforce federal immigration laws. KGOU's Logan Layden reports on a new agreement between the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and state law enforcement agencies.
The new agreements, announced in a press release from Governor Kevin Stitt's office, grant the State Department of Public Safety, Bureau of Investigation, and Bureau of Narcotics enhanced authority to work alongside ICE to, quote, identify, arrest, and remove criminal illegal aliens from Oklahoma. Officers from each state agency will be able to interrogate individuals about their immigration status, arrest those suspected of violating immigration laws who are likely to elude capture without a warrant, and assist in transporting them to ICE detention facilities. The statement touts Oklahoma as among the first states to fully integrate its law enforcement agencies with ICE-led task forces under Operation Guardian. Stitt says Oklahoma is proud to lead the way in strengthening border security. In Oklahoma City, I'm Logan Layden.
Oklahoma City has reached a $70,000 settlement in an excessive force lawsuit for a police interaction in 2021. KGOU's Hannah France reports.
According to a lawsuit filed in Oklahoma City federal court, Jeffrey Earl Lassiter suffered a broken arm, a fractured hip, and acute renal failure after Oklahoma City Police Sergeant Nathan Cross took him to the ground outside a Love store on August 9, 2021. Cross was responding to a 911 call placed by store employees claiming Lassiter was acting belligerent and destroying their property. The Lassiter claims he was dehydrated and disoriented when he accidentally knocked over a water display. Body cam footage shows Cross motioning for Lassiter to come over to him outside of the store. Lassiter approaches with his hands above his head before Cross brings him to the ground. In a release, the city's attorneys wrote Cross's use of force was consistent with policies and training. The settlement is not an admission of liability. I'm Hannah France.
Oklahoma's first tribally owned resort is now open for business. Katie Hallam was at the grand opening ceremony earlier today.
The Chickasaw Nation's O'Connor Resort and Indoor Water Park is now open for visitors in Oklahoma City. Adjacent to the First Americans Museum, the one-of-a-kind resort has a hotel, dining, and the largest water park in the region. Chickasaw Governor Bill Anitubby says the resort will bring economic prosperity to Oklahoma and its sovereign nations.
Today, together, we've transformed this site from an old oil field to a vibrant, world-class entertainment and cultural destination that will complement and support the success of the First Americans Museum and further showcase the rich cultures and traditions of Oklahoma tribes.
While day visitors are welcome, resort officials say overnight accommodations are already booking fast. In Oklahoma City, I'm Katie Hallam.
A new program reimburses those who plant wildlife-friendly species in Oklahoma. State Impact's Chloe Bennett Steele reports the grant process begins next month.
Milkweed, coneflower, thistle, goldenrod, all plants that thrive in Oklahoma and can feed its visiting critters. Those who grow these species and other native plants in their yards can get reimbursed later this year. The new Wildlife Habitat Grant Program will award more than $500 per 100 square feet to residents of Oklahoma, Canadian, and Cleveland counties. The project area must address specific needs of wildlife, like butterflies or birds. Planting should be done between March and June. The program is run by the Oklahoma Association of Conservation District's Yard by Yard program and Okies for Monarchs. Applications are due in March. For State Impact, I'm Chloe Bennett Steele.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Schar.
Each morning, It's a new opportunity, a chance to start fresh. Up First from NPR makes each morning an opportunity to learn and to understand. Choose to join the world every morning with Up First, a podcast that hands you everything going on across the globe and down the street, all in 15 minutes or less. Start your day informed and anew with Up First by subscribing wherever you get your podcasts.